This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating consultation on patient Darden, D-E-A-R-D-O-N, first name Alfred, A-L-F-R-E-D, date of birth, November 19, 1958, date of evaluation, date of initial evaluation, January 10th, 2023, follow-up evaluation, March 22, 2023. The chief complaint, 64-year-old African-American male with left-sided shoulder pain, the HIV. The patient is a 64-year-old male who reports left shoulder pain beginning approximately 6 months ago. Pain is described as a muscle pulling involving his left deltoid. The pain comes and goes without significant contributing factors, period. It is not associated with activity, period. There is associated throbbing of the correction, he reports associated throbbing-like symptoms involving his shoulder. He denies symptoms of exertional chest pain, palpitations, or shortness of breath, period. He notes that the symptoms of pain are improved with cold compress, period. His past medical history includes one, hypertension, next number pneumonia, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number memory loss, next number adrenal insufficiency, past surgical history, there has been resection of an adrenal mass, period, medication, aspirin, 81 milligrams one daily, Lipitor 10 milligrams one daily, Bactulose 10 milligrams PRN, Naltrexone one daily, Folic acid 1 milligram, Thiamine 500 milligrams, Multivite 500 milligrams, Fludrocortisone 0.1 micrograms. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother had diabetes, hypertension, and hypercholesterolemia, father unknown, social history, correction, quite a family history, a sister had a CDA at age 47, further had his hypertension, social history, he notes alcohol and cigarette use, but denies any drug use. Review of system. The review of system otherwise is unremarkable. The physical exam. Blood pressure 122/72, pulse 90, respiratory rate of 12. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The remainder of the exam is unremarkable except musculoskeletal. Left shoulder demonstrates decreased range of motion on external rotation, period. The patient was referred for treadmill testing. On treadmill testing, baseline ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 78 beats per minute period. There is a leftward axis with a QRS of minus 48 period. There is loss of R wave in the V1, V2 is light elevation, suggesting higher myocardial infarction, T wave, correction. T waves are noted to be inverted in the lateral period. On exercise treadmill testing, he exercised 12 minutes, 21 seconds period. Test was stopped because of dyspnea and fatigue period. He had no significant SD period changes period. No symptoms of angina period. Of note, records were reviewed, period. He apparently had been seen in the emergency room in December of 2022 with new diagnosis of heart failure, period. Lisinopril and metoprolol were stopped due to orthostatic hypotension, period. The impression, this is a 64-year-old male with seen in follow-up. He has history of atypical chest pain, which occurs only intermittently, period. There is no specific provocating factor, period. He denies palpitations or shortness of breath, period. He underwent echocardiogram in the office, period. Echocardiogram revealed findings of cardiomyopathy, his blood pressure is noted to be mildly borderline at this time period. I will start him on carvedilol 3.125 milligrams BID, period. I have ordered dobutamine echocardiogram. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Alfred Bearden. An addendum. Echocardiogram revealed left ventricular ejection fraction 35%. There is diastolic impaired relaxation with increased mitral E point septal separation, period. There is mild to moderate tricuspid regurgitation, period. Mitral valve is thickened, period. There is mild mitral regurgitation, period. Trace pulmonic regurgitation is noted, period. He most likely has cardiomyopathy related to alcohol use, period. However, dobutamine evaluation for ischemia has been ordered. We will see him in follow-up in 1 month. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.